So you're thinking about becoming a business analyst.
Goal.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
But I bet it feels kind of overwhelming with all the info out there.
It is,
Yeah,
yeah.
all the job titles and certifications and industries. That's a lot.
It's a lot to take in.
Yeah, for sure.
So that's why we're diving into these two resources you shared with us.
Yeah.
The Business Analyst Career Roadmap from the IABA,
Right.
and then this excerpt called Business Systems Analysis Career.
Okay, great.
Both of them kind of give a solid overview of what the whole field is about. But we're going to go deeper than that to
Yeah.
give you like the real good stuff.
Yeah, the good stuff, yeah.
So from reading through these initially, what was like
Yeah.
the thing that stood out to you? What was something that made you curious?
Well, I think both sources really emphasize that a business analyst is like this bridge between business needs and technology solutions,
Right.
you know?
Yeah, they say that a lot. Yeah, and but it made me think, well, does that mean every BA needs to be a coder?
Right. Yeah. Does that mean you have to be
Yeah, like a super techie
yeah,
person.
like a tech whiz?
Not at all.
Okay.
No. It's more about understanding how technology can actually solve those business problems.
Okay.
So it's more about,
So you're fluent in tech speak,
yeah,
basically.
exactly. You can
Yeah.
talk the talk and translate it for everybody else.
Okay.
No.
So less about writing code and more about just understanding the power of it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. So the Business Systems Analysis Career Excerpt breaks down the core responsibilities of a BA as requirement gathering and analysis, process improvement, and stakeholder collaboration.
Right.
So let's dig into that first one, requirement gathering. What does that actually look like? What are you doing?
So imagine you're building a house.
Okay.
You wouldn't just start throwing up bricks without a blueprint.
Right, you need a plan.
Right. So requirement gathering is like creating that blueprint, but for a business solution.
Okay.
So you're doing things like interviewing stakeholders, you're analyzing documents, you're observing the current processes.
Really getting in there.
Yeah, you're like a detective, right?
Yeah.
You're trying to find out what the real need is behind the business problem.
Okay, so going deeper than just what's
Yeah,
on the surface.
that's
Okay.
right.
And then so once you've gathered all those requirements,
Right.
how does that turn into process improvement?
Okay, so think about a company
Yeah.
struggling with maybe order fulfillment. It's really slow, it's inefficient.
Okay.
A business analyst would come in, they'd map out that existing process, figure out where the bottlenecks are, and then propose solutions
Oh,
to
wow.
make it more streamlined,
Yeah.
maybe saving the company money, maybe making customers happier.
Wow. So it really has a tangible effect on
Yeah, absolutely. Are you
this
like,
business. Cool.
yeah.
And then there's stakeholder collaboration,
Yes.
which I'm not gonna lie,
Sure.
sounds a little intimidating to me.
It can be, for sure. You need some really good communication skills, interpersonal skills to do this well.
Yeah, how do you do that?
Well, you're always interacting with people from different departments. They all have their own priorities, different personalities.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And so the BA is kind of like a negotiator, a diplomat,
Oh.
trying to make sure that everybody's on the same page and working towards that
Yeah.
same goal.
So it's not just all about
Yeah.
crunching numbers and writing
It's
documents.
not all technical. Yeah.
You got to be a people person too.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. Now, the IIBA article, it lays out this BA career roadmap.
Yes.
And they even say it's not a straight line.
Right.
It's more like choose your own adventure
It is,
with
yes.
all these different
Exactly.
role
That's
families.
a great way to put it. Yeah.
Yeah, you can kind of pick and choose where you want to go.
You can specialize. You can focus on business-focused roles, IT-focused roles. You can go into leadership. There's so many options.
Wow. Okay. So let's break down these roles a little bit. So the first family is business-focused roles.
Okay.
So tell me, what does a business requirements analyst do on a daily basis? What makes that role unique?
So they're really like problem solvers.
Okay.
They get down into the nitty-gritty of how a business works, how it operates.
Okay.
Let's say a company is losing market share. The business requirements analyst would come in, figure out why that's happening,
Oh, wow.
analyze the market trends, talk to customers, really pinpoint what the root cause is, and then propose solutions.
So they're like business detectives.
That's a great way to put it, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then there's the business process analyst.
Yes.
So how's their work different?
Think before and after.
Okay.
They take a process that's not working well, that's clunky, inefficient, and they transform it
Yeah.
into something streamlined and effective. They're all about optimizing those workflows.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah. It
Yeah, like
is.
you can
Well, it's
actually
very
see the
satisfying.
change that you're making.
Yeah, absolutely.
So both sources also highlighted the decision analyst role.
Right.
And apparently those are in high demand right now.
Yeah, they're very hot right now.
Why is that?
Well, everybody knows data is king these days,
Right?
right? It's
Yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
And decision analysts are the ones who can take that data, all that information, and get something meaningful out of it.
Oh.
They use that to forecast trends, assess risk, help companies make those strategic decisions.
So, like, predict the future, basically.
Yeah, they're kind of like the fortune tellers of the business world,
Okay.
but instead of a crystal ball, they've got data.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, what are some skills that make a decision analyst stand out?
So obviously analytical skills are huge.
Right.
Right.
Gotta be good with the
You
numbers.
gotta love working with data, but it's not just about crunching those numbers. You gotta be able to communicate what those numbers mean
Yeah.
to people who aren't as data savvy.
Right, because what good is data if you can't explain it to people? Okay,
Exactly.
yeah.
Yeah.
So now let's switch gears and talk about IT analyst roles.
Okay.
This is where the technical side really comes in,
It does, yeah.
right?
It does, but it's still all about connecting those business needs
Mm-hmm.
with technology solutions. So you've got your systems analyst who really focus on how all the IT systems work together.
Okay.
You've got your functional analysts, they make sure the software is meeting those specific requirements. And then you've got even service request analysts managing all those IT requests.
Wow, so many different types.
Yeah, lots of options.
And then there's the agile analyst,
Yes,
which just sounds
very trendy.
very like of the moment.
Right. It is. It's very now.
Why is that such a big deal in today's world?
Well, agile methodologies are all about speed and flexibility,
Okay.
especially in software development. And agile analysts, they thrive in that fast-paced, ever-changing environment. They're working really closely with the developers,
Okay.
in short bursts, to deliver things really quickly.
Okay, so if you like constant change and like
If
working,
you don't like to be bored, this is for you.
yeah, and working with people,
Yeah, very collaborative.
this could be a good fit.
Definitely.
But it's not all about being like an individual contributor.
No, absolutely not.
Right. There's a whole leadership track.
There is.
Absolutely. So you can move up
Definitely, yeah.
in the world.
As you get more experience, you can become a BA project lead,
Okay.
managing other analysts, or even a BA practice lead,
Okay.
where you're setting the direction for the whole organization.
Wow.
Yeah.
So wait, you're telling me a BA could even go all the way up to like a C-level position?
It
Like a
happens.
CTO or a CIO?
It's possible for sure. You see it more and more these days.
Wow, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, very cool.
Okay, and then there's also those enterprise level roles too,
Yes.
right?
Yeah, you've got your enterprise architects who are thinking about the whole IT infrastructure of the company. And then you've got business architects. They're focused on making those business processes the best they can be at a really strategic level.
So from like analyzing a single process to like
Yeah.
shaping the whole company's technology
Heck
strategy.
yeah. The sky's the limit.
That's really cool.
It is very cool.
So, but let's get practical for a sec.
Sure.
What are some of the key skills and certifications
Okay.
you would need to actually get these jobs?
Right. So both sources talk about certifications like the CBA,
Okay.
that's the Certified Business Analysis Professional, and the PMI PBA, that's from the Project Management Institute,
Okay.
Professional Business Analyst.
Okay.
These really show employers that you know what you're talking about,
Right, that you're
that
serious.
you're serious about
Aren't those
this.
like the only ones?
There are a bunch out there,
Yeah.
and it really depends on where you want to go in your career
Okay.
and what industry you're interested in.
So you got to do your research, basically.
A little bit, yeah.
Okay, but certifications aren't everything, right?
No, you need real skills.
Right. You need to actually be able to do the job.
Exactly.
So what are some of those skills?
So both sources highlight business process modeling, which is basically being able to map out visually how a process works
Okay.
that helps you see where the problems are.
Gotcha.
And then, of course, agile methodologies are
All
huge.
right.
That's what everybody's using these days.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to know that. And then communication, problem solving, those are always important.
So it's like a mix
It's
of
a blend, yeah.
technical knowledge, business understanding, and
And people skills.
people skills. Wow.
Yeah, it's a lot.
The ideal BA is like a multi-hyphenate.
I like that. That's good.
And one of the things that stood out to me in the business systems analysis career excerpt was like all the industries
Yeah.
where BAs are needed.
It's pretty amazing.
Like the world is your oyster.
It really is.
You can go anywhere.
You can work in any industry.
So let's break down some of these industries.
Sure.
So the excerpt mentioned finance and banking as like...
Yeah, big ones.
Big areas.
Big areas, yeah.
Why is that?
Well, think about how complicated financial products are.
Right.
Right. And the markets are always changing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got all the regulations, the risk management.
Right.
You need BAs to come in and streamline those processes, analyze the trends, make sure everything is compliant.
So finance always seems so...
It's high stakes.
High stakes.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. What about healthcare?
Okay.
How are BAs valuable there?
So healthcare, BAs are often involved in improving patient care.
Oh, wow.
They're working on things like electronic health records, telehealth platforms, even streamlining operations in a hospital.
Oh, wow.
To make things run better.
So you're really making a difference in people's lives.
You can. Yeah, for sure.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's very rewarding.
But what about industries that are like a little more fun? You know,
okay.
Like retail and e-commerce.
Sure. So those are booming industries for BAs.
Really?
Yeah. Think about it.
Okay.
You go on Amazon, you get those personalized recommendations.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. You're on social media, you see targeted ads, you go to your favorite online store. It's a really smooth checkout experience.
Right.
All of that is data.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's where the BAs come in.
It's amazing how much goes into that.
Yeah, a lot of data, a lot of analysis.
Okay, and of course, technology and IT services seem like a natural fit.
Yeah, I mean, that's where a lot of BAs get their start. Mm. They're essential for software development,
right.
Especially with Agile. They're like the bridge between the developers and the business people,
okay.
Making sure everyone understands each other.
So basically, no matter what industry you're interested in,
yeah,
there's probably a spot for a BA.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, what about...
Yeah.
Government and public sector.
So even they are getting on board with BAs.
Really?
Yeah. There's a big push for efficiency.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. Better service delivery.
Wow. So basically, no matter where you go.
It seems like it.
There's a need.
It's a good time to be a BA.
For BAs.
It is. Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah. Lots of opportunities.
I'm already feeling more optimistic about this career path.
Good.
Just from hearing all this.
Awesome.
It's not just a job.
Yeah.
It's a way to like...
Yeah.
Make a real impact.
Make a difference.
No matter what you're passionate about.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's really cool.
And this is just the beginning. We're just scratching the surface here.
Right.
There's so much more to explore.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's exciting to think about all those different ways you can go as a BA.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
It's not just about the industry.
Right.
It's about the actual role, too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. We talked about some of those core roles, but there's so many other areas you can explore.
Yeah. Like that digital transformation consultant role you mentioned before.
Oh, yeah. That's a hot one.
Yeah. It sounds really cool, but I don't really know what it means.
Yeah. It's a bit of a buzzword, right?
Yeah. Can you explain it?
So think about how technology is changing everything.
Okay.
Like how we live, how we work. Businesses need to adapt to keep up. And that's where a digital transformation consultant comes in.
Okay.
They help companies use technology to innovate, to become more efficient, and to stay ahead of the game.
So they're not just like putting solutions in place. They're helping companies totally reinvent themselves.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. They're leading the charge into the digital age.
Wow, that sounds really impactful.
Yeah, it can be.
So how would a digital transformation consultant use their BA skills? Like, can you give me an example?
Sure. Imagine a traditional retail company.
Okay.
They're struggling to compete with the online giants.
Right.
A digital transformation consultant might help them develop an e-commerce strategy.
Oh, okay.
They might implement a customer relationship management system or even create a mobile app to improve the customer experience.
So it's about thinking big picture, understanding how tech can really change the game for a company.
Exactly. It's about seeing the potential and then making it happen.
Okay, but let's zoom in a bit.
Sure.
And talk about the day-to-day work of a BA.
Okay.
Regardless of the specific role.
Yeah, good point.
What are they actually doing all day?
Well, it depends, right? Every project's different. Every company is different.
Okay.
But generally, you'll spend a lot of time gathering information, talking to stakeholders, running workshops, digging through data.
It's all about understanding the problem, right?
Yeah, you got to understand the current state before you can start thinking about the future state.
Right, like diagnose before you prescribe.
Exactly.
So once you've got all this info,
yeah,
how do you make sense of it all? Is it just like spreadsheets and flowcharts?
Spreadsheets and flowcharts are definitely part of it.
Okay.
But it's also about communication.
Okay.
BAs need to be able to take all that complex information and present it in a way that everyone can understand.
So whether it's presenting findings to executives or writing detailed documentation
Right.
or running meetings with stakeholders,
Yeah, all of that.
you got to be a good communicator.
Communication is key, absolutely.
Okay, so speaking of things that are on everyone's mind, salary.
All right, the money talk.
This is not all about the money, of course,
No,
but
of course not.
it's definitely a factor.
Yeah, it's important.
So what's the deal?
Well, the good news is that BA roles tend to pay pretty well.
Okay, yeah.
The IIBA did a survey recently, and they found that the average salary in the US is around $90,000 a year.
Wow, okay.
Now, that can vary a lot depending on experience, location, industry, certifications.
Right, of course.
But overall, it's a pretty solid earning potential.
That's good to know.
Yeah.
Okay, what about job security? With all this talk about AI and automation,
Right.
are BAs going to get replaced by robots?
That's a good question. A lot of people are worried about that.
Yeah.
But I think the opposite is actually true. Yeah, as technology gets more complex,
Okay.
we need more skilled BAs to bridge the gap between humans and machines.
So it's not about being replaced by tech, it's about working with it.
Exactly.
Okay, so no job is perfect.
Right.
What are some of the challenges that BAs face?
Well, we talked about stakeholder management before.
Right, juggling all those personalities.
Yeah, that can be tough. You're dealing with people who have different priorities, different opinions.
Right.
Sometimes they're resistant to change.
So you need to be like a diplomat,
Yeah, a little bit.
a therapist, a psychologist.
A little bit of everything.
Okay, what else?
The work can be pretty demanding sometimes. You
Oh.
might be juggling multiple projects at once.
Yeah.
Deadlines can be tight.
It's not just a 9-to-5 desk job, huh?
Well, not always, no.
So you need to be adaptable,
Yeah.
organized, able to handle a little bit of chaos.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Okay, so for someone who's brand new to this whole BA thing,
Yeah.
where do they even start?
Well, the IIBA article mentions some resources,
Great.
like their website, the Analyst Catalyst blog.
Are those good places to start?
Yeah, they're great resources for anyone interested in business analysis.
Okay, what about networking?
Networking is huge in any field, but especially in business analysis.
Okay, so go to conferences,
Yeah.
join online forums, connect with people on LinkedIn.
Exactly. Build those relationships.
What if you're already working in a different field?
Okay.
Is it too late to switch to BA?
It's never too late to pursue something you're passionate about.
Oh,
A
wait.
lot of BAs come from different backgrounds.
Okay.
They bring experience from other fields, which is really valuable.
So you can leverage your existing skills.
Absolutely.
What advice would you give to someone who's totally new to this world?
I would say immerse yourself in it.
Oh.
Read everything you can get your hands on.
Okay.
Articles, blog posts, books.
Okay.
Take some online courses, maybe even a boot camp.
Okay.
Get a solid foundation.
So do your research, build your knowledge base, and then start exploring different paths.
Exactly.
What about internships?
Internships are a great way to get real-world experience,
Okay.
to apply what you're learning.
Yeah, to actually do the work.
Exactly.
So that's a big plus.
Yeah.
What about mentors?
Mentors can be incredibly valuable.
Okay.
They can offer advice, share their experiences, help you navigate those tricky situations.
So find someone you admire in the field
Yeah.
and ask them for guidance.
Yeah, don't be afraid to reach out.
But what if you can't find a mentor right away?
Okay.
Are there other ways to connect with experienced BAs?
Sure, go to industry events, join online communities, even just reaching out to people on LinkedIn can be really helpful.
So be proactive.
Yeah.
Put yourself out there.
Reach out, ask questions. People are usually happy to help.
And remember, this is a journey.
It is.
It's not about reaching a destination.
Right.
It's about continuously learning and growing.
Absolutely.
It really does feel like you never stop learning in this field.
That's so true. And that's what I love about it.
Yeah.
Technology's always changing. So you always got to be learning new things, adapting.
Exactly. It's not about like mastering one set of skills. It's about constantly growing.
Having that growth mindset.
So speaking of new things,
Okay.
I think it's time for that
Right.
signature deep dive twist.
Here we go.
You know, that extra little nugget of insight we can offer,
Yeah,
that goes
that.
beyond what's in the source material.
The grand finale.
What's something that's come up for you? What can we leave our listeners with?
So we've talked a lot about the technical skills, the analytical thinking, the business knowledge.
Right.
All that's important, but there's one quality that I think is often overlooked.
Okay, I'm listening. What is it?
Curiosity.
Curiosity.
Yeah.
Interesting. Tell me more.
The best BAs, they're not just going through the motions, they're genuinely curious about the world. They're always asking why, digging deeper, looking at things from different angles.
So it's not just about following a process, it's about questioning it.
Exactly. Yeah. Looking for ways to make it better, even if it means trying something totally new.
So a curious BA is always learning.
Oh.
Always asking questions.
Always.
Always trying to understand things in a new way.
Yeah, and that's what sets them apart.
That's such a good point. Mm. So to all you aspiring BAs out there, keep that curiosity alive.
Yes, definitely.
Never stop asking why and let that drive your success.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Mm. So wrapping up our deep dive into the world of business analysis.
It's a field with so much potential.
Yeah.
A chance to make a real difference, to solve interesting problems, and to be a part of a constantly changing industry.
We covered a lot today, from
yeah.
what a BA actually does to all the different career paths and industries.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you're feeling inspired and ready to take the next step in your BA journey.
It's been great exploring this with you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us.
And remember, whatever path you choose, bring your passion, your curiosity, and that willingness to learn, and you'll do great.
Well said. Thanks for listening to this deep dive into the world of business analysis. Until next time, happy analyzing.